The good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to food. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
We spend about $1 trillion on food in this country every year, and then we spend about $1 trillion on the poor health impacts of that food that we've eaten.
That's Devin Clatell of the Rockefeller Foundation, who adds that the U.S. spends more on health care every year than any large, wealthy country in the world, yet has the worst health outcomes per capita.
Not only is diet a driver of poor health in this country, but it's also a tremendous driver of healthcare costs. So it turns out that we're quite good at paying for healthcare, but not particularly good at buying positive health outcomes.
Clatell says the problem, unfortunately, is greatest in the communities that can least afford it.
The burden of poor diet is not shared equally amongst different communities here in the United States. We know that certain communities suffer disproportionately from the health effects of poor diet, and those include rural communities, seniors, veterans, communities of color, and low-income households. And so those are many of the communities that we focus our work on.
The Rockefeller Foundation has partnered with organizations like the American Heart Association, the Veterans Health Administration, and others to fund food as medicine initiatives. There's still some hope of a turnaround, and I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.